They know they have a true father. You face in life, know that the Lord will take you over. We are soldiers for Jehovah. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor? There is power in the name of Jesus. He stands for truth. The name of Jesus alone can save you. Like Gideon, God sees the greatness inside of you. He's the king that has all authority and all power. Let God speak into your life. Thou mighty man of valor. Great is he that is within you than he that is within the whole world. For our Lord is a man of war. So onward, Christian soldiers, marching out to war. For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and be the glory in the midst of her. The Lord is our protector. We are called by the Father to follow his lead. We are called to be the head of the household and be two men in our homes for our entire family. Teach the family how to worship that true Father. So your children don't have to look to the world for advice. They know they have a true Father. Any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you over. We are soldiers for Jehovah. This faith is a fight. It is not a game. Your life is on play and you can't press for sex. We pray and strive to follow his spiritual code of conduct. Line after line, precept after precept. His word gives us marks and orders for life. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nor are we embarrassed. We are ambassadors for Christ. In the army of the Lord, God's army, we are part of his salvation army. He's the vine and we are the branches. We are God's property. We are against the ways of the world. We rebel. God gave us power on earth to bind the devil. We are the body of Christ and we stand strong as brethren. It is written, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Like Joshua, God has given you the city. All you have to do is take it for G-O-D. This battle cannot be won by weapons made by man. In us dwells the presence of God. In the Old Testament, his presence was within the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of promise that carry the word as our sword. The word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword, in which we are carriers of the ark of the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. He hears your heart cry. Give him your all. Let him hear your battle cry. Be the Messiah's mighty man. We are spiritual armed men. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Just know that we are victorious by his blood. The enemy is roaring around like a lion, but he can't defeat us. Because the real lion is our king. The lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus. He is the greatest friend that you earnestly need. Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you get on your knees, you're weakening the camp of the enemy and become God's mighty men of valor and live by his righteous standards. Through the power of his spirit and prayer, God is able to destroy the work of the enemy single-handed. The mighty men of valor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, all you mighty men of valor. All you young men and older men. Hallelujah. Mr. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You know, I sometimes call the men, young men and older men of God, kings or kings in training. But we thank God for all you. I have a wristband on my arm right now, which says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." And that's what I speak over every man, every boy that's listening to this men's fellowship this day. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We have an interesting topic today, Minister Jerry, and I think we kind of copycat. We're a copycat because last month the women talked about taking care of themselves. But you know what? We can't forget the men because we got to take care of ourselves too. You know,
that's right.
I know in school you heard this, when you copy, it was a bad thing. But see, when we pass grade school or high school or even college now, we're in real life. And it's all right to copy if you copy the right cat. Let me say that again, Minister Jerry. It's all right to copy if you copy the right cat. And I'm talking about you copy Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, "Be like me as dear children." Hallelujah. So we're going to copy him.
That's right. He's our template.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He is our template. He is the one. He is the one that we put our paper on. You know, they have tracing paper.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know anything about that, but there's such a thing as tracing paper. And you put the tracing paper on top of the template, and the template is the actual thing that you want to copy. So you put the copy paper on the top of that, and then you know, because it is transparent and you can see through it. In other words, you can kind of see the answers as you ask the questions. So you just go around the paper, you just trace whatever you see underneath the copy paper. And then when you're done with that, you lift it up and you'll have the exact same thing on the top paper, on the copy paper, as was on the bottom paper.
Let me ask you a question. Is that the same as the Etch-a-Sketch?
Etch-a-Sketch? I'm not familiar with that. Etch-a-Sketch. Etch-a-Sketch. I don't know. I've never heard of that. But it sounds like it could be. It depends on the bottom sheet. It depends on the original. It depends on the original. If you've got an original and you want to etch it, or kind of redo it, I would imagine, this is just going by what the title of it is, or the name of it is, that you could redo it. But I don't know that it'd be the same as tracing it. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to remember because I'm going way back. I'm going maybe
that was before my time. I don't know.
65 years or so.
Okay. Okay.
It was something that it had a picture underneath, but it had a screen or a sheet over top of it where I think you traced everything that was underneath, and it came out just like what was underneath. If
okay.
I correctly, and they called it a sketch. I don't
know.
But then when you picked up the sheet, everything would disappear on it, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So that was interesting, you know. But again, it's okay to copy if you copy the right cat.
Yes.
Now there's a scripture. If I can get you to read it, I think 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19.
What?
And when you
know
get
ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own.
Come on now. One of the biggest problems that men have is taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take care of everybody else. They'll drive them to the hospital. They'll take them to appointments. They'll take, they'll do a lot of stuff. They'll work two or three jobs to take care of the family.
Yes.
But when they have a pain or something going on, they will pass, oh, that's all right. And they won't see about it. And sometimes we have to have the intervention of our wives and our loved ones to encourage us, go ahead and check it out so we know what to pray for. But men are so, you know, I'm trying to figure out, we can kind of brainstorm this thing, why men are so reluctant to, take care of themselves like they should. I'm talking basically as far as health-wise.
Well, you know what? You know what, Bishop? Sometimes I think men are scaredy cats under all of that stuff that we got on top, under all that ego and all that other stuff. Yeah.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's that ego, a male's ego, because they don't want to seem to be weak.
Yes.
And they think that sickness or taking pills is a sign of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Really a sign of strength. Because your strength of mind. You know, you decide that, my body is not my own. I better take care of it. Because inside me is the Holy Ghost. God Almighty. Talking about the Ark of the Covenant, is that the presence of God is in me. And
yes.
I've got a job to do. I can't really be selfish. Selfish is, I'm the man.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with me. And you throwing up all over the place.
Mm.
And they put an egg on your forehead and it flies.
Oh, baby.
But nothing wrong with you.
Mm.
We gotta be real and authentic and truthful with ourselves.
With ourselves, that's right.
Yeah, I had one of my bonus brothers. The wife almost had to pull a gun on him to get him to go to the hospital.
Mm-mm.
But finally, it hit him. He really wasn't feeling really, really. When it really got kind of serious, he said, I think you can call 911. We don't want it to get to that point. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
We got one of the things, and I just did that, at least have a yearly exam. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Check out stuff. A yearly exam. It's gonna keep you in focus. It's going to keep you blessed. But see, here's something else. But in fact, Let me just stop for a second. Do you have any more comments on that?
Yes, I do. You mentioned about the man not wanting to go to the doctors because he doesn't want to. Well, actually, obviously, like I said, the truth of it is he doesn't want to find out whether or not he's sick, or he doesn't want to know what it is, whatever. You know, if you don't know. If you don't know something, your mind can take that ignorance. What do they call it? Ignorance is bliss. Your mind can call it anything. But once you go to the doctor says, "Oh, you have cancer." Now you got a name to it. Or he says, "Oh, you have this, or you have the arthritis, or you have the." Now you've got a name to it, and now you put it in a category that whether it's something that you can overcome quickly and easily, or whether it's something you're going to have you have to battle for, or something that could possibly take your life. But if you don't want to if you don't go, then you can live in bliss. You can live in ignorance. You can live in total ignorance, which is bliss, and your mind can run amok. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yes. So I think that's one of the reasons men don't want to go. We would rather live in bliss and not know that we have this or we have that or we have what it is, and to, rather than go and nail it down and say, oh, I have this, and this is how I'm going to have to battle with this. I'm not going to battle everything with the word of God, but I'm going to, this is how typically how, as after we, while I'm battling this with the word of God, I'm also battling it with the medicine.
But, you know, this is the thing that I see. Jesus was dealing with someone who had a condition.
Right.
And he talked to the demons. He said, what is your name?
Right.
And sometimes we need to understand some of these, well, number one, sicknesses of the devil, all sicknesses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's number one. It didn't come from God. Sickness did not come from God. It came from that disobedient fellow that God had. But the bottom line is that we need to know what to call and what to bind and running and going to the pigs or something. Yeah, we need to know sometimes what it is.
Yes.
You know, and because if we don't know what it is, and you got loved ones, and you're stressing them out because you don't want to go to the doctor, you don't know what it is, but you complain. The one thing about men, they want to be strong, but I'm going to tell you something. When they get sick, they'd be great to be in the basement.
Oh, my God.
And revert to being a baby sometimes.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
And then you try to say, go on to the doctor. You can't be in the role you're supposed to lead your family. You're supposed to be able to wash your family with the word of God. You're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to be the foundation of your home.
And yeah.
If your foundation is not secure, it's not solid, the whole home is gonna come crashing down. So it's important, and I've got some stuff that's gonna blow folks' minds, because a lot of people still think even God said that the Sabbath is not for me; it's for you. We run 7 days a week, 90 miles an hour, 120 miles an hour, and we don't take at least one day to rest. You go down 20 miles an hour or 10 to slow down. Give our bodies were designed to heal themselves, but if you're always going, your body doesn't have time to rejuvenate.
Yes.
So in every 7 days, there ought to be a day where you just minister to yourself. We do that. You minister to yourself. It's important, a day where you relax. The stress of life will weight you down. Your job, the stress from your job will weight you down. Stress from your family will weight you down. Stress from your neighbors will weight you down. Stress from school will weight you down. I mean, come on now. Stuff will weight you down. Sometimes stuff from church will weight you down.
Yes.
And my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Well, you know what, Bishop?
Yes.
If it doesn't weight you down, then it weighs those around you down.
To see you down.
You understand what I'm saying? If they see that the cornerstone is crumbling a little bit, or is having the effects of getting weighed down, then everybody else starts to worry. So what you're saying is, I believe, is absolutely right. You've got six days to take care of everything that you've got that you're supposed to do, and you can give God one of those days. That's all. You know, it's a funny thing. He always asks. He doesn't ask for a lot. He doesn't ask for the big portion. He asks for the 10%. He asks for the tithe. And then if you want to give an offering, he asks for 10 cents out of every dollar. And then he blesses your other 90%. So he asks for one day out of the 7 days, and he will bless the other 6 days.
Now, this is the key to that, and a lot of people don't understand this. Again, I'm going to reiterate, God said that day is not for him.
Mm-hmm. It's
for you.
It's for you.
It's for you to rest. You have to take your rest. And here's something else. You're married. There should be another day, prayer's date day.
Mm-hmm.
You minister to your wife, man.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are engaged, have a date night or date day, depending on your working schedules, and you that reduces stress too. So you got 2 days. You got the day you minister to yourself. You can go bowling. You can go to the movies. You can go to the Inner Harbor, Boston Street, and feed the birds, or just watch the water and the chips on the water. Whatever, you can do stuff like that. Just relax. Go get a manicure, a pedicure. Go get a haircut. Go on a one-day cruise around the harbor. Whatever, minister to yourself. Then there's a day where you minister to your spouse. You let folks know on these 2 days, your day and your spouse's day. If it's an emergency, text me 911 and then you call.
Okay.
But if it's not an emergency, don't call me on my day. And you let folks know what your day is.
Yes.
And then the date day, and everybody know my day. See, I got a day for myself. That's Monday. My wife got a day for herself. That's Monday. But
mm-hmm.
we got a date day. That's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday and Thursday, if you call us, make it not if it's a 911. You text us 911.
Mm-hmm.
911 Tuesday. If the Lord delays his coming, he'll come around. Or Wednesday or Friday. You understand? And then, okay, you got some other days. Because, see, we got to plan. The man that plans that fails to plan to fail. So yeah. You got some other days. Okay, we just up with 2 days. So 2 days out of the week. We got 5 days left. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, on Sunday, it's the Lord's day. We want to, for money, most of us, you know, we go to church or we deal with service on Sunday. Okay. So, okay, now we got 3 days to dedicate that to the Lord. And then we probably have a midweek service. So that's a Wednesday, probably. So you got Monday, you got Wednesday, you got Sunday. You got Thursday and Sunday you got to take. So that's Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. That's 4 days. You got 3 days left. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you may have a bunch of children that are underage. You know, they don't have their own wives, but you got a bunch of children. You have a family day in a week where you minister to your family. So that's
mm-hmm.
what is ministering to our family. Aside from God, God put us here. The family came first, then the church, and then so on and so forth. So that's what you do. Okay, so you got Monday, you got Wednesday, you got Thursday, you got Sunday. So that sounds like 4 days. So
that's 4 days so far.
To see your family, say maybe I'll do a Saturday. I don't know. Another day where I minister to my family. I take them to the park, have a cookout if it's not raining or whatever, not too hot or not too cold. I'll take them to a movie. But you minister to your family. So you got, okay, what you got there? You got 5 days that he has dealt with. Okay, you got 2 days left. One is what they call wild card. Do whatever you want to do. Wild card, make whatever that day is. Hallelujah, glory to God.
What do you call that?
A wild card day.
Oh.
Texas can, whatever. You might want to go and volunteer at a nursing home to help feed a senior or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wild card, whatever. It's your opportunity to show God's love out, whatever. And then you got another day. It's still up in the air. That's the way you plan what you're going to do so you can be a productive man or young boy.
Mm.
Plan what you're going to do. And don't see if it can fit into your schedule. Put it in your schedule. And you can use, like, that wild card and that extra day. You can use those when it's time to go to the doctor. You say, well, give me an appointment, but give me an appointment on Tuesday Wednesday or whatever. Just so I won't miss service. You understand what I'm saying? You get yourself in a schedule that you can cover all the bases. It's nice to have a baseball team, but if you have a baseball team and all bases aren't covered, I tell you right now, you're going to lose. If you have a baseball team, you got the pitcher and the catcher and two people in the outfield, and that's it, you're going to lose. You're going to lose that game. Like, there's nobody at first, nobody at second, nobody at shortstop or third base. You're going to lose real bad. So it's good to have a schedule, a plan.
Okay.
A man or a boy that fails to plan to fail. You got to have a plan, y'all. Now, you know you got to take care of yourself because too many people are dependent on you. A lot of people think that the man, he's in front of the whole family. No, he's underneath the family. He's the foundation. A lot of women have gone, really, their family's gone. Daddy died when the husband died. And I put it this way. It's a traumatic experience. We can't be selfish. Or we can't think that, I don't want to know about this. That won't stop anything.
That's right.
You're driving a car, and you're headed for the red light. I want to go through this red light. I don't want to know what's coming. I suggest you find out what's coming and to find out what color the light is. And still watch out because somebody might be coming through a red light if they have the red light.
That's right.
You need to know what's coming so you can do something about it. I remember as if it was today, I'm going down the street driving my car, it was years ago, and I'm headed towards the Alameda. And this is one of those intersections where it's about 5 ways you can go. But I had a light. It was green. The light is green. Cars in front of me going through the green light because they had right away.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something say, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I slowed down, and someone coming, I was perpendicular to the Alameda. Somebody coming down the Alameda didn't even break at the red light. They just went on through. Had I kept my same speed, I wouldn't be here talking to y'all today.
Mm.
It's important. It's very important to watch as well as pray. And when you watch, that means look at stuff. Look at, hallelujah, you got that pain. You know you've got that pain in your right eye. Keeps on paining you. And somebody says, are you all right? Say, yeah, I'm fine. You need to press up so that God can heal and deliver you. And it keeps on paining you. And sooner or later, whatever's going on is going to get a little bit worse because you haven't treated it. Is that right?
You have to treat it.
You got to treat it.
You have to pray over it, but you have to treat it.
First thing you do is pray.
Yes.
And then everything else you do. We in the earth suit. So after you pray, if you need to call 911, call us. I'm Macho Man. I'll walk to the hospital and fall out on your steps. Come on now.
But you know what? Yes. We have to put that side of us to the side. You're absolutely right about that, Bishop. We have got to pay stricter attention to what we say and what we do and to our actions and our interactions with the folk around us. We have to be more in the moment. In the here and now. Yes,
amen.
You're right. Yes, you have to be focused.
Yes, we got to watch as well as pray. Because again, men, young men, older men, senior men, there are people that are watching us. There are people that are counting on us. We can't go out with a humble. You hear people, oh, man, I don't know what happened. He just dropped, killed over. Or when's the last time he went to the hospital?
Mm.
About 15 years ago. Something wrong with that picture, y'all. That's why you hear a lot of people, they talk about, so-and-so has stage 4. There was a stage 1.
Okay.
And it's at stage 3 before the 4. Is that right?
That's right.
And why didn't he go? Because he had this ego. And, you know, ego, another word for ego is pride.
Yes.
And you know what the Bible says about pride? It comes before what?
A fall.
It comes before destruction.
Yes.
And so, look here, guys. For your family's sake, for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren's sake, stand tall. And if at least once a year, get a checkup. If that's something that needs to follow up, follow up. You are a spiritual Superman, but you're in this earth suit. And your flesh is at war with the spirit, you. Y'all, so it wants to take you down. It wants to take you back to the dust from which it came.
What's that? What's that, Bishop? What wants to take you back?
Your flesh.
The flesh
wants to take you back to the dust from which it came. But the Bible says, in Shekinah, Genesis 6:3. That I'm going to give you 120 years. And some people say 70 and 80. That was in, I think it was Psalms. And that was when people made some mistakes and stuff like that. And they had to repent and all. But he said, look here. You got 120 years. I want all my 120 years. I don't know about you. Because I got things to do. Places to go and people to see. I've got children to raise and grandchildren to raise and great-grandchildren to raise and great-great-grandchildren to raise. Come on now. I got to be a light. I got to grow and help them grow so they can glow. Take care of yourself, man. It's not as hard as it seems. And it doesn't diminish who you are. You are a mighty man of valor.
Yes.
You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
Yes.
That's who you are. And so you act like you know who you are. Act like you know whose you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of those things that happen, you need to know their names. So you, Spirit of cancer, I curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. Spirit of arthritis, I curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Spirit of diabetes, I curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus. You got to know the name of some of this stuff. If it wasn't important, Jesus wouldn't have asked, what is your name?
What is your name?
And the demon said, my name is Legion, for we are many. It was a whole lot of them. And he rebuked them and told them, get out. He evicted them. And see, you have the authority that Christ has to evict in your life. Those spirits are attacking your body. When that scripture, I think it's St. Luke, is that St. Luke 10:19? He's given us authority over all the power of the enemy. In his name, he can cast out devils. In his name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he evicts you in Jesus' name. You can do that. Yes, pray. Say, I'm just going to believe God and pray. Pray first. Call 911 second or get your doctor or office on the line and set up an appointment so you can know the name of this thing. Unless you've been to medical school and you know what it is. But if you haven't been to medical school, just to get to somebody who has. They're not apart from God's program. They're part of God's program. Hallelujah.
All of it works together for your good.
All things work together for your good. To them that love the Lord and others, called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28, y'all. Man, take care of yourself. Your wife depends on you doing that. Hallelujah.
But you know what? You know what, Bishop? One thing that, something that you brought up here that this, the scripture was in Luke 10. And 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy.
Over some of the power of the enemy?
All the power of the enemy.
Oh.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Come on now.
So that says to me that you are endowed with authority. You are endowed with power. You are entrusted. You are entrusted. Jesus has entrusted you with this power and authority and he's trusting that you are going to use it appropriately.
Amen. And you know, there's power in his word. You get in his word and then begin to praise him. And worship and thank God. You watch out to move the mountains in your life. It give you an overhaul. You know how in the old days we used to get a major tune-up and a minor tune-up?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we do that anymore, but I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes we need a major and minor tune-up.
You're right. We need the whole works. The whole shebang. You even need to throw some, let's throw some fasting in there.
Hallelujah.
Because with this one only comes out through prayer and fasting. So you have to be ready. Let's get ready. I heard Bishop say, Jake say, get ready, get ready, get ready. He was talking about something. He was talking about getting ready for the work of God to be seen in your life. But you have to be ready for whatever, for the things that come up against the word of God in your life.
Amen. That's
right. Get ready for that as well. I heard the clock on the wall, Bishop.
Yes. That's it. But we pray right now for every man and every young boy, every king in training. We bless you. We glorify God for you. We speak health, healing, and wholeness over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. We speak that
life.
You have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
That you walk in the Spirit. That you talk in the Spirit. That you live in the Spirit. We speak you will take care of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We thank God for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following. This men's fellowship in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And then, if you haven't scheduled your yearly checkup, do it on Monday. It's not a holiday. Do it on Monday. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor? There is power in the name of Jesus. He stands for truth. The name of Jesus alone can save you. Like Gideon, God sees the greatness inside of you. He's the king that has all authority and all power. Let God speak into your life. Thou mighty man of valor. Great is he that is within you than he that is within the whole world. For our Lord is a man of war. So onward, Christian soldiers, marching out to war. For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and be the glory in the midst of her. The Lord is our protector. We are called by the Father to follow his lead. We are called to be the head of the household and be two men in our homes for our entire family. Teach the family how to worship our true Father. So your children don't have to look to the world for advice. They know they have a true Father. Any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you over. We are soldiers for Jehovah. This faith is a fight. It is not a game. Your life is on play and you can't press for sex. We pray and strive to follow his spiritual code of conduct. Line after line, precept after precept. His word gives us marks and orders for life. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nor are we embarrassed. We are ambassadors for Christ. In the army of the Lord, God's army, we are part of his salvation army. He is the vine and we are the branches. We are God's property. We are against the ways of the world. We rebel. God gave us power on earth to bind the devil. We are the body of Christ. And we stand strong as brethren. It is written, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Like Joshua, God has given you the city. All you have to do is take it for G-O-D. This battle cannot be won by weapons made by man. In us dwells the presence of God. In the Old Testament, his presence was within the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of promise that carry the word as a sword. The word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. In which we are carriers of the ark of the Lord. Shout out to the Lord. He hears your heart cry. Give him your all. Let him hear your battle cry. Be the Messiah's mighty men. We are spiritual armed men. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Just know that we are victorious by his blood. The enemy is roaring around like a lion, but he can't defeat us. Because the real lion is our king. The lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus. He is the greatest friend that you earnestly need. Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you get on your knees, you are weakening the camp of the enemy and become God's mighty man of valor and live by his righteous standards. Through the power of his spirit and prayer, God is able to destroy the work of the enemy single-handed. The mighty man of valor.
You just listened to the Men's Fellowship of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Join us again next month, the second Friday of the month, for the next installment of the Men's Fellowship. Stay tuned for the Women's Fellowship of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah.
Where? Hallelujah. Can you hear me now? Yes. Hallelujah. You have tuned into the Women's Fellowship of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah. That song does something to me. It takes my mind back. Hallelujah. And tonight, hallelujah, we are on with our co-host, Elder Phoebe Stevenson. Are you there?
Praise the Lord, I am.
And Pastor Maxine Lee.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And last month, we embarked upon a subject that the Lord felt it was necessary, because He the one gave it to me to share with the women.
Oh.
And we're revisiting it, and it is necessary. We as women, Christ, we wear so many hats. We do so many things. And sometimes what comes to me is the commercial, the cat, the dog, the doorbell, the children. Cal, go and take me away. You know, and you're in the mirror and you're about to pull your hair out. Hallelujah. But God doesn't want it to be like that.
No.
He wants us to have balance. He wants us to have balance. In Proverbs 11:1 says, a false balance is abomination. Really? And a just weight is His delight. But the first scripture that I have written down is, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Hallelujah. And we just can't do any and everything thinking we can run this body down and still glorify God, or still expect Him to be glorified in it. We have to take care of ourselves, just like we tell the children. We need y'all to take care of yourself. We're trying to take care of the children. If you're married, you're trying to take care of the husband. And in the midst of a lot of times, you're not taking care of yourself. And a lot of times, we aren't getting away. We aren't doing what's necessary for our lives to be lengthened and all, and so, and we're stressing ourselves out, and our hair turning not just gray, turning white.
It's true.
Oh my gosh! And those gray streams and those white streams, they have a mind of their own. They don't lay down and get tamed like right your hair does before it starts turning colors. Okay,
yeah.
but some of the things that you can do. And you have to allow yourself, sometimes you have to reprogram your mind. Sometimes get a pedicure. Go get a manicure. Just take a walk. And these things, and I've told people more than one time, if it's something that's going to be there when you get back, if it's something that only you can do, you know what? Leave it. It'll be there when you get back to it. Go take care of yourself. Go take care of yourself.
Amen.
And there are some things that you can do to get away from it all. And I thank God, and my husband some months ago, I don't know how many months it's been now, but he said, honey, take one day out of the week where you don't do anything. He said, go get a pedicure, go get a manicure, go do this, go do that. He said, don't do nothing. If that's what you want, like, I guess he's a woman, just go chill somewhere. You know, and there's a lot of things, ladies, we can do for ourselves, or even by ourselves. A lot of times, if you're used to having sisters and brothers or a big family or whatever, sometimes you're not used to doing something by yourself, and it takes a while for you to venture off and do something by yourself because you're used to being with the family members or whatever. But sometimes, you know what? I guarantee you, a girlfriend may be grateful. Oh, you call up, say, hey, can we go take a walk around this food truck that's up the street from me? Or, hey, can we go to the movies? Hey, can we go out to lunch? Can we do this and that? You know what? She may be having the same thought as you.
Right.
You don't have to be by yourself. But sometimes it's good, and sometimes you don't want no bother. Sometimes you just want to be by yourself. But sometimes it's good to have some company. But sometimes there may be some things you want to bounce off somebody. You just want to vent. You may want to get some things off your chest. Hallelujah. And if that's a person that you can talk to and you know it's not going to go anywhere, hey, that's a good choice. Hey, just say, hey, can I meet you somewhere? You know, there are some things that you can do. You can go on a shopping trip, go on a girl's trip, go to a restaurant, go out of town. Right. I remember one day one of my daughters just took me for a ride all the way up Hopper Road. Then we rode over to Bel Air Road and rode all the way down Bel Air Road. And I saw communities and beautiful houses and just areas that I never saw before in Baltimore City. And just it was so relaxing. You would see farmlands and just wide open space. And it was so relaxing, so relaxing. And you can just turn on some music and just you and the Lord, just a moment of chill. Sometimes we just need to take a chill pill. You know, if it's somebody on heavy emergency, hey, you may say, oh, well, somebody may call me, they may have an emergency. Well, are you Mr. or Mrs. Are you Mrs. 911? If their house is on fire, they need to be taken to the hospital, they need to call 911. If their house is on fire, they need to call 911 for the fire engines to get there. You are the person that, no, you need to take care of yourself because sooner or later you will be a 911 case. Somebody may have to call 911 for you.
Amen.
And you need to chill out. You need to take some time. Hallelujah. So there are a lot of things we as women can do for ourselves before things get to a point that they just no return. You know? And you can be so, and then how can you minister to somebody or pray for somebody when you're a wreck yourself? You know what? And you can get on go for lunch on a MALT train. The MALT train here, when it goes over to DC, it stops right in the shopping area. Get off the train, go shop. Later on, get on the train, come on back home. And it's a wonderful trip. Go to a movie. Go see a movie all by yourself. Buy your own popcorn. Let Jesus take you out for a date. There's no harm going to the going by yourself. You want go to the aquarium. I don't know if they still have the dollar days or five after five, whatever. Hey, it's no harm. There's no law that you can't that says that you can't go by yourself. Go to the aquarium. Go to the science center. And these are things that you can do by yourself and for yourself. And you need to always get that yearly checkup. That's something that a lot of times we forget. And I have done that. I went for my checkup. Yes, the mammogram has to be rescheduled. The doctor said, when was the last time you had a mammogram? I said, I'm supposed to schedule that. Have you had a colonoscopy? I said, no. He said, okay, I'm going to send a Cologuard in the mail for you. Okay. When was the last time you had a pap smear? Oh, well, over 65. I didn't know this. But when you're over 65, they say you don't have to get them anymore. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. But you know what? There are some things, little things that we just let slip, that we just, we aren't doing, and things can be caught in time. And these things, they can give us peace of mind, and we know, hey, I'm all right in that area. I'm fine. And then we can minister to somebody else when they call us.
Right.
If someone needs us to come to them, then we can go. But how in the world are we going to go? We are broken up and broken down.
Amen.
And sometimes, and it helps when you're able just to get away, get to somebody, or just take a ride. Hey, I'm coming past to pick you up. Or we just going to go for a ride. Because I'm going to tell you, when I used to go to Sister Tina's to get my hair done, when I came back home, I loved my husband a little bit more. I'm sure that was my time. He knew not to call me while I was at the hairdresser. That was my time. And he allowed me to have that time. And we just praised the Lord at the hairdresser. There wasn't no place for no gossip going on. We praised the Lord, talked about sermons we heard a long time ago. And talked about the Lord. We was able to minister to people there and stuff like that. But it was a good, it was a relaxing time. It was a time of praise and worship while I was having me time. And then when I got home, I felt I was refreshed. And my hair, my do was done. Hallelujah. And I was able to prance in the house. And my husband, oh, your hair looks good, honey. And that was my time. And I felt good when I came back home. And I think we all need time away from the hustle and the bustle of life. So therefore, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Even one of your sisters can jump in there. Hallelujah. But we've all been there.
Yes,
we have. May even be there now. Well, we need to just take a break.
Sister Peaches, you mentioned a couple times peace of mind. I wanted to come from a different angle to self-love.
Mm-hmm.
God's love shines through you.
Mm-hmm.
In Proverbs 19:8, it says, seeking wisdom is to love ourselves.
Mm.
Loving ourselves
yes.
is His way. It's good for our lives, which means basically to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy diet, enough sleep, and exercise.
Oh, yes.
All those things help clear your mind. But when you are loving on yourself, your mind is clear. You're renewing your mind and how you think about yourself. If you have poor self-esteem, that makes everything else you do a drudgery.
Mm.
When you have self-love and you come from a peaceful place, everything you do is going to be much, much better because of your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Rested, you've thought things through. But when you're trying to have that self-love, you have to seek the Lord. Love and respect yourself as much as God does.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself caring for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God is counting on you to help you carry out His plan, be His hands and feet. But you have to take care of yourself. Do it God's way. He has a plan for us.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
Mm.
And a mindset is very important. I think Joyce Live often talks about what are you thinking about when you're thinking.
Mm.
So what are you thinking?
Yeah.
A godly woman, she has to go to the Word of God. That's our resting place for everything. That's our direction for everything. The Bible is the greatest stress reliever.
Yes.
Relying on God's Word for comfort. The self-esteem. Your seed words. What do you think? How do you feel about your value? Healthy seed, healthy esteem is necessary to come from a healthy space within yourself to deal with whatever's going on that day. We wear so many hats that if we don't come out the barn right, we'll wreck the train.
Mm.
The things that we say are not good, the things that we do didn't make sense, all because our emotions are all up and down and we're pressured.
Yes.
And we have not relieved ourselves. A lot of times women think poorly of themselves.
Mm.
I had to even think about that. Even in the classroom, I would give out positive principles. But when it came to me, I was saying things like, "Dad, you old dumb thing, you should have did this better, da-da-da-da," things that were negative. And God said, hold up, who's he talking about? I go, huh? He said, what did I say in my word? That you were wonderful in name.
Yes, yes.
Look at the Proverbs woman, Proverbs 31, the type of woman that she was. She looked after her home, a husband, and children.
Mm-hmm.
She ran a business. She had strong ideas about things. That's because she came from a place of peace within herself. She thought well of herself. Women, a lot of times, we focus on our shortcomings and our flaws. Mm. Instead of building ourselves up. Everybody has something wrong. But the point is, look at what you do right. Even if you have to go to the mirror and say, well, you know, that nose looking good today. You know, that eyebrow is up, the other one's down. You know, find something to compliment yourself on.
Amen.
Because a lot of times we always say, if we have long hair, we want short hair. You got short hair, you want long hair. You got big hips, you want a little hips. You got little hips, you want big hips. We're never satisfied. But when you go to the Word of God and He tells you who you are, how wonderful you mean, and that you are the temple of God, like 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, do not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You are not your own. And when you're not your own, you take care of yourself. Just think if you borrow something from someone. You take care of it. You don't abuse it. You handle it carefully, and you want to make sure you return it properly.
Right.
But guess what? Our bodies are on loan. They really don't belong to us. But we're supposed to take care of them. The only way we can do that is by looking in the Word of God. The Bible is the greatest stress reliever for everything. You know how women just feel inside themselves, I'm not adequate here or there, I don't do this or that. Stop comparing yourself to somebody else.
Amen.
Be who you are, what God has made you. Look at the things that God has put inside of you. You know they came from Him. Turn that spotlight on the inside as a positive light to see what you do well. Because these are the things we tell our children, but we won't bring it home to ourselves. And that's not right, because charity begins at home. The Bible says we have been wonderfully made.
Amen.
God gives us all ideas, creativity. A woman in a home, when she's happy and she's bustling around cleaning and cooking, thinking of recipes, how to redecorate a room, how to do such and such with another activity or outside the home. A woman is a very creative person.
Yeah, yeah.
God poured all that into her. They said the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Because God has given us all these abilities to go do and be. But none of those things work well in a timely fashion if we are not stress-free, if we don't have healthy thinking. We're not thinking about how God has blessed us, how He's using us, and how we can even go to Him when we have a problem, when things are bothering us in the home. You don't go to the throne, you go to the throne. This is what a godly woman does. We're pulling it in so we can pull it up so we can send it out. God pours into us so we can pour into others. We cannot be an example of God if we're acting like the world. We cannot afford it. We should not be saying things out of our mouths that we shouldn't do.
Amen.
We should not be gossiping. And not even thinking about yourself in a negative way. God doesn't want that. He wants everything in decency and order. And if He's allowed you to be a mother and you're teaching these things, then you better be doing it at home in yourself. Taking care of you is taking care of God in you. Because have you heard of mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy? That is so true. So you want to use those principles and things that will keep your mind at peace. It will put you in an atmosphere that you can go to when you need you and stressful events come.
Mm-hmm.
But you are choosing not to act like the world, to be frazzle-dazzle. No. Stand still. What did God say about this, that, and the other? And Lord, I'm not quite sure. Johnny's acting a bobo. I don't know what to do. You know I want to hit him upside the head. But that is not the godly thing to do. And his mother, how do I show love? Still chastise him, but do it in love. Because the Word of God says, speak the truth in love. And if other needs need to be put in place, you're going to still do it in love. And you're going to explain to the child why you have to do X, Y, Z. They will accept it so much better. And plus, they will see you in a frame of mind where you're in control. Because kids know when you're upset. They know what will tick you off.
Amen.
Somehow you might have to swallow it. Say, Lord, show me what to say and what to do. And you will do just that. Listen to what you're saying to yourself. God will give you exactly what you ask for. When you ask the right questions, you get the right answer. Self-help, self-care is necessary. And have a feeling of tranquility, of peace, and wisdom coming from a base like the Providence 31. You can be asking yourself in your home, and you have a busy day. But when you think about how blessed you are, what God has given you, not about your shortcomings, stop. Looking at someone else, measuring yourself against someone else, knowing that God has put beautiful gifts inside of you, and you have an opportunity to use them on the platform that he presents to you. It's usually at the home first, because charity begins at home.
Yes. I tell you. Yes, wasn't it wonderful? Excuse me, Pastor Maxie. Sometimes we have to hear things more than one time. You know, sometimes we need reminders of different things, what it takes, what God wants us to do. And it may even be the same thing we preach. But sometimes we need to hear it ourselves. Self-love, self-care, you know, because we're trying to take care of so many things that we don't really realize what we're missing.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to take care of everything else. So all these balls we're trying to juggle up in the air. Five or six balls. We may do it well, you know, but some of them balls can be eliminated because some other things need to be put in there. And sometimes we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded of what would be pleasing or what isn't pleasing to God. And what would be even more pleasing to him? Thank you so much, Elder Kiwi. Pastor Maxine.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the word. I was in a great disconnect. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to look at a little bit of what Proverbs, the love Proverbs really teaches us. And if we take hold of the things, the proverbs, where's the proverbs, then we will grow up to be a mature Christian in Christ. Amen. it's obese people, that people classify obese. But they do exercise better than, you know, the ones that are supposed to be in good shape. Okay? That's just normal. So well, some of the things that we are to do when we're exercising, we are to breathe right. We are to meditate right. They tell you make sure, you know, you are thinking, you know, about the correct way how to do the exercise. So we have to meditate. And some of us, when we do exercise, we listen to music.
Yes.
Music is peaceful.
Yes, it is.
Songs just spirit, okay? It ministers to your spirit, and it will direct your spirit, you know, and which way to really go. You know, you can go and relax, with a certain type of music, or you could dance with a certain type of music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so we, our body, we are conditioned to do the things, amen, that will be a blessing and that will help us, amen, into developing our body the way God wants us. Like as the Jesus said, we are wonderfully made. Okay? God has created us to be a being that we can, you know, shine for him no matter what. Don't you know chewing gum will bring peace in your body?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
The joy in your body. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that gum gets so good, you know. And somebody come up to you and say, why are you smiling? Why are you chewing that gum like that? That gum is bringing taking all that which you had done today, and you have went into another phase of worshiping in your own body. Okay? And you know it's amazing, amen. Because God says that He wants us, amen, to be in good health, amen. And we have a tendency as human beings, amen, to forget about what the scripture says. We forget to take our time to let our body rest in Him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
To let our body worship Him and to let our body do the work that He would like for us to do that will heal our body. The body is created according to science and according to the word of God. The body is created to heal itself. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Ourselves actually in our body can heal ourselves. But we can't do it if we don't take the time out to rest. And the time out to meditate, the time of reading, amen, the scriptures,
yes,
into His word, amen, hallelujah. And we have to do these things to keep our body strong.
It is
no reason, amen, praise God, that our body, amen, can't get the nourishment that it is in need of.
Yes.
It is no reason. We can get in the bathtub and we can relax our body.
Yeah.
Soak our bodies in nice hot tub of water and take all that soreness out of your body that's from working and exercising and from doing, you
those things. And why are you doing that? Your muscles are being restored. Your muscles are being healed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has created everything for us.
Yes, he has.
But we do not recognize them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want to do what I know a lot of times. I tell on myself, okay? A lot of times when I was going to exercise, okay, and I was in there exercising, and it was one exercise that they had me to do, and I did not like that exercise. And I told the teacher, I said, I do not like that exercise. And she said, but it's good for strengthening your body. And then I would have to, get up out of the chair and then stand up and then sit back down and then get up out of the chair and then stand. And I was like counting the I was so glad it was over with. But I noticed as I did the exercise, the stronger I was getting.
Mm.
Yes. And I said to her, and I said, to another lady, I said, although I do not like this exercise is good for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, although you might not like reading,
mm-hmm.
although you might not like to meditate,
uh-huh.
although you might not like to listen at music, although you might not like dancing, man, praise God, when God has instructed you, amen, to do one of these things,
yes.
He's developing you into a vessel that he will be well pleased with, okay? The Bible tells us, and I'm going to close with this, it says, put away from thee a forward mouth and a good lip. Put far from thee. Let the eyes look right on, and let the eyelids look straight before thee.
Mm-hmm.
Under the path of the feet, and let all thy ways be established. All of them be established.
Yes.
Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil.
Mm-hmm.
We have to turn to God's word.
Yes.
We have to turn obedience to God's word. And sometimes it's not comfortable.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Just like me. It wasn't comfortable doing that exercise. But that exercise was a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not comfortable all the time to keep your mouth quiet.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
amen.
All the time. Amen. To just when God tells you, he said, be quiet. Don't say nothing.
Oh.
You said to the Holy Spirit, but that person, is wrong and I got to tell them off. No, you don't. You be quiet.
Amen.
That is the type of exercising, closing your mouth, knowing
mm-hmm.
when.
Yeah.
Your mouth. And so you close your mouth.
Mm.
Amen. You know, Jesus was a perfect example. People did a lot to him.
Yeah. Not a word.
Not a word. The exercise that he performed for us to see and to do is saying not a word.
Mm.
Amen. Because he knew that his father, that his daddy,
be in the position that we know that, hey, okay, yes, we, you know, people are going to say things about us. People are going to do things, amen, hallelujah. We're going to do things. But guess what? If we say not a word and listen and meditate in his word and read his word and study his word, amen, and chew his word like you're chewing that piece of gum.
Yes.
Amen. That word, amen. Praise God. You will grow up to be a vessel of honor.
Thank you.
You will grow up to be that virtuous woman. You will grow up to be a helper in the body of Christ. Amen.
Yes.
And your body, your physical body. You know, that's just when you called me, I was doing some things, amen, on today, and my body was, I was fighting against my body because it was hurting, you know. But I told my body, I spoke to my body, I said, the pain and ache is not going to stop me from doing what I need to do.
Praise God.
When you called, I was like, oh my God, I had forgot all about it was the second side of the month. And I said, oh my God, it's the second side. And my body was saying, no, tell her you can't do it. But my spirit man, amen, was saying, yes, you can.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, you can. And so I told my pastor, I told you, yes, amen. And I went on, and I finished doing what I needed to do. And blessed be unto God because of obedience.
Yes.
And because of meditating on the word, amen, and knowing that, praise God, that God had given me, hallelujah, health in my body, that I'm healed, that by his son's stripes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm here tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Being able to be a testimony.
Hallelujah.
When we don't feel like meditating.
Yes, yes.
We don't feel like reading or chewing gum or dancing, amen. Remember that God wants you to be a testimony.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And you will see someone, amen, you will see their light begin to shine.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we just thank God for the word of God. God has so many ways of reminding us of the, you know what I mean? He gives us gentle reminders. Hallelujah. I just thank the both of you for sharing the word of God in different aspects. Because God will, you know, there was a preacher for 1 year preached from the same scripture.
Yes.
And he preached something different every time. And that's the kind of God we serve. He'll give us all the same scripture, and we'll take and he'll give us each something a different perspective of it. A different perspective. But he all wants us to be healthy. He wants our souls to prosper. Even as we what's the scripture? When our souls to prosper, even as we prosper. I'm not saying it right. Yes. And he wants us to be healthy because he wants us to be living epistles. He wants us to be examples. And, you know, because people are always watching us. They're always watching us. People's eyes are, even when we don't know it. And sometimes when we don't want to show them something, that will make them say, oh, if that's the kind of God you serve, he ain't taking you. Well, he ain't going to take me. I don't want none of that. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Pastor Maxine. I thank you so much, Elder Kibi. Hallelujah, for being women of the word. Hallelujah.
just for being who you are and for being a blessing to the body of Christ. We just thank you, and I want to, and even in the, to not just encourage myself, but encourage y'all too. Hallelujah. Take some time to take care of yourself. Hallelujah. Take care of these vessels. Hallelujah. So we be around a long time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For companions that we want to come, for companions that's already here. Hallelujah. Take care of our bodies, our minds, our souls, everything. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for every opportunity that he gives us to get around the word of God. Hallelujah. And thank God for being women of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed of the Lord. And we bless every woman that's out there listening. Hallelujah. And radio land. God bless you. We love you. God loves you. Hallelujah. 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 Continue to be encouraged in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll be humble and meek, and his love empowers me to be God's woman. That's what I want to be. His woman for all the world to see. Him living in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mind Ministries International. Tune in next month, the second Friday. Also, on September the 30th, that's a Saturday, at Cox Point Park, 825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland, we're having Praise in the Park.
Amen.
From 12 noon until 5 p.m. All are welcome to register so we can know how many people to pray for, prepare for. Call 410-444-5152. Again, that number is 410-444-5152. And if you're coming and you want to register, for instance, if your name is John Jones, you say John Jones plus five people. So that means that six people you got to prepare for. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, fantastic, fabulous Friday.
Amen. Thank you so much, everybody. Be blessed of the Lord.